My name is Leslie Morava. I'm media coordinator, volunteer for South Central Farm. I've been here since the tree sit started with Julia Butterfly and Daryl Hannah and John Quigley. As you all know, the farm there's been an encampment at the farm for a year, and we were kicked out by the sheriff July 13th with over 200 police in riot gear, hauling out 45 nonviolent peaceful protesters. What happened over the last few days is the farm got completely bulldozed and almost 100% destroyed by the developer in what we view as a very hostile act of vindication, because the land hasn't even been proven to be his yet in court. So he basically destroyed the farm before we can even get it back. It sort of drove a stake into the heart of the farmers and their supporters, but our spirit will not be paved over. We're completely here, as strong as ever. We're gathered around the farm. We're camped out around the farm. We have local churches supporting us, giving us places to sleep and shower. And today is Solidarity Day, and we're so excited that Santa Cruz is on board. We have 25 cities around the world performing actions of solidarity today, from parades to prayer vigils to candle vigils. We have cities in Colorado, the Bay Area, actually starting gardens today, planting community gardens with the farm in mind. So we need everybody, and it's a worldwide effort to raise awareness about urban farming, green living, social and economic justice for the nation's poor, and getting kids off the streets and getting them into the garden and learning about agriculture and independent living. And also organic produce in these communities is something that they just don't have access to unless we're growing our own food. So what's been happening in the last few days is we've been crying a lot and just really striving for forgiveness in our hearts against the bulldozing and the destruction of the farm. There's a couple dozen trees standing inside. And as you know, a farm can be rejuvenated in an instant with the planting of seeds and labor and love. So the farm's not over. It's not ruined. It's just been dug under, and that's having a real impact on the area's air quality. And it's way hotter down here now. It's hard for the supporters. We're just really uncomfortable. But we're having a rally today, which you're a part of, and we're really grateful, and we send you our love and our hearts from downtown L.A. And we're having a congresswoman, Maxine Waters, Julia Butterfly Hill, our lawyer, and the farmers and the kids all talking out today against the bulldozing of the farm, the illegality of the sale of the farm back to the developer in 2003 behind closed doors. And that court case is happening in Superior Court July 12th, and it's going to take several days. So the best way you can help the farm, other than what you're doing today, and standing in solidarity and keeping the dream alive for urban farming and social justice, is to get on our website, southcentralfarmers.com, and click on the link to write our council member down here and tell her what you think about the destruction of the farm. And, you know, why is destroying a 14-acre organic farm in downtown L.A. in one of the fifth poorest regions of our city, why is that the right choice? Why is putting a warehouse in here the right choice for the people? We strongly disagree. You know, we're here as strong as ever. We're not letting one bulldozing incident keep us down, because that's exactly what the plan was, and it's not happening. So we're staying here, and we're protecting this farm for the people. South Central Farm has been an illustration of what people can do with a lot of labor, and basically taking empty lots in their city and approaching their legislators to say, hey, can we start a farm here? You know, we need local food. We need organic food. It gives a wholesome place for our kids to play. That's something that's an opportunity for any community in any city in the nation. Like, let's grab these open lots, petition the city council, town hall, the mayor, et cetera, and say, hey, we want to start a farm here. We perceive that this is for public good, and we want to make use of this land. And that's really what South Central Farm emulates, and it's a shining example of what people accomplish in their own town. So that's what's going on.